Award-winning novelist and essayist Diane Johnson frequently writes stories about American heroines living abroad in France, as in her novels Le Divorce and Le Fair. Johnson herself divides her time between France and California, but when she began to write her memoir, Johnson, who was born in 1934, found herself drawn back to her native ground of the American Midwest. Her just-published memoir is called Flyover Lives. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has this review.
The second best quality Diane Johnson has as a writer is that she's so smart. Her first best quality, and one that's far more rare, is that she credits her audience with being smart, too. Whether she's writing fiction, biography, or essays, Johnson lets scenes and conversations speak for themselves, accruing power as they lodge in readers' minds. So it is with her memoir, Flyover Lives, which is bookended by a moody anecdote. Johnson recalls how she and her husband were invited to spend a night at a friend's rental villa in Provence. The villa was filled with other American couples, and two of the men were retired army generals whose well-preserved blonde wives were politely hostile to Johnson. Even as Johnson embarks on her memoir proper, partly as a response to her French hostess's remark that you Americans are indifferent to history and don't really know where you're from, we readers are still troubled by the curious meanness of those other women. Flyover Lives is a fairly traditional memoir in that Johnson tries to define who she is by fleshing out the histories of her ancestors. But at the same time, that tale of the strangely sour house party adds a note of mystery. How do you ever really know what's going on with people, let alone the truth about the lives of your long-dead forebears? Flyover Lives is a memoir of the Midwest, sure to charm readers, especially of a certain age, with its detailed observations of small-town American life before the advent of television and rural meth labs. As a consequence of growing up in landlocked Moline, Illinois, Johnson read seafaring adventure tales as a girl and dreamed of being a pirate. She perceptively observes the long reach of the past in the daily domestic routine of her childhood world. My aunts, all of them, Johnson recalls, always seemed to me to be busy making things, canning and quilting, knitting and crocheting, activities carried over from the pre-industrial, agricultural world in which they still seem to live. With the exception of her father, who'd served overseas in World War I, none of my relatives, Johnson says, had been anywhere else. Tales were not told about distant places, only about Bloomfield or over to Pontiac or Muscatine or faraway Des Moines, journeys to be made by automobile on two-lane roads, commenting on the progress of the crops, waiting for the Burma Shave signs to unfold. But of course, some of Johnson's ancestors had to have caught a primordial itch for travel, and she locates her family's first arrival in a pair of brothers, René and François, who left France early in the 18th century and promptly had their names Americanized to Rana and François. Johnson discovers the brothers because of that greatest of boons to genealogical detectives, a distant relative who wrote things down. In Johnson's case, the family chronicler was a great-great-grandmother named Catherine Martin. Martin was born in 1800 and wrote about immigrating to the Midwest with her husband and children and homesteading in a two-room log cabin. Martin's account of losing her three little daughters, she calls them her three little prattlers, to an epidemic of scarlet fever within the space of 1 week, is the devastating center of Johnson's family memoir. Johnson tells us that her life, in comparison, has been lacking in drama. Granted, she escaped a bad early marriage and enjoyed some minor brushes with history, a summer job at Mademoiselle magazine, where one of her fellow interns was Sylvia Plath, a screenwriting gig with Stanley Kubrick on The Shining. But Flyover Lives is, as its title suggests, chiefly a memoir that tries to recapture the texture of the life once lived by many people in the vast American heartland. If she has a larger aim, Johnson says it's to remind readers of things people talk about as being missing in America today. Fairly simple things like mom-and-pop restaurants and nice long vacations and trains. Johnson is no reactionary, and she's well aware of the pitfalls of nostalgia. But in Flyover Lives, she vividly reminds us that the country we're all from is the unfamiliar one called the past.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Diane Johnson's new memoir called Flyover Lives.